absolutely prep, don't worry. So I just wanted to say, and this goes for any spiritual, for the interruption, if you can realise there's only now, there is no time, so there can't be any missed opportunity where you got confused and didn't apply or remember, you know.
Ah, yeah. So that's a good point.
It's a huge thing to realise that after this crisis has gone and I'm a bit calmer, I can sit down with a cup of tea and look at where my positionality was. And in the undoing of that, I undid the past experience also, because there is no time.
Mm.
So, and really it's only about how my consciousness keeps vibrating rather than what happened in that particular moment. So you can go back even the crises you've had years before, you can go back now
mm-hmm.
and say, oh yeah, that I can see, I really felt I have to, I really would like to give to this person. And that's where I stopped it from occurring in that moment. Do you know what I mean? You can look back. It's even useful to do that sometimes and say, in this person, this situation, when this happens, or when I go there, this desire arises and I stop it every time by separating giver from receiver. You probably, even though I was talking, you probably got examples of that. You could, you know, sort of think of examples of that where you keep doing it
mm-hmm.
until you don't. For me, it was silly little thing, not silly things, but things that weren't so obvious, like I have to go to the job centre while I set my business up and getting help from Universal Credit. There was such a tendency to feel that I was the one receiving money from them and I wanted to earn money so that I didn't have to receive it from them. I wanted to be self-sufficient. Couldn't see that for a very, very long time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I can look back now and completely undo that. So, you know, and it'll undo all the things from your past, you know. It's worth just sitting when you've got some time and looking at where do the crises happen, and do I become the needer and the wanter, and I want to give to this other charity, other person, other organisation. It could be any of it. And what is it I want to give? Time, money, assistance, wisdom. As you've had with the conversation, I won't mention the name because we're recording, but the person that you're trying to help,
mm-hmm.
you're trying to give your wisdom, you want to give your wisdom,
mm-hmm.
and it's unsuccessful.
Yeah.
Because you're really wanting to help that person, you know. It's the same thing going on in all our lives, isn't it? Wanted and not wanted, and they're different, two different states. I want to be the giver. I do not want to be the receiver anymore. I want to be the giver. And it's such an emphasised duality.
So then, are we then saying that there is a cause and effect from this place where we're, for the want of a better word, trying to deinvest in believing in separateness?
Ask me again. I think I get what you're saying, but if you could ask the question one.
Because we kind of said, didn't we, that there isn't a cause and effect. It doesn't matter what the thoughts are that are going through anymore and so on.
Yeah. You could say...
Sorry, I'm thinking, so why would we reframe the thinking on it?
In a way, it doesn't matter. If you don't apply anything that I say, you're still giving in all the other bodies. The only reason undoing of this way of thinking is not going to cause anything.
To change. Manifest.
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Right.
It will gradually change. The appearance of it will gradually change to more abundance financially. All it will do is to allow, we're not changing anything, we're just allowing the natural state to manifest in your experience, rather than some constricted, squashed-down version of it. You know, my life as a person, as a separate being. The natural state is one of infinite abundance in all ways, in all bodies, all the time. Whether that particular body is able to or chooses to express that infinite abundance as excess of something, more than I need. then it that is up to that particular being at that particular time. That particular being could choose to express it as an excess of lack, an excess of not enoughness, which would also come with an excess of desire. There's always an excess.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how that excess appears. Knowing this, you might as well consciously use the excess, choose to have the excess appear as extra, more than I need, abundance. It doesn't cause any change in the undoing of this thinking. It's just more like you've had something restricting the flow and you undo it. That's all.
Okay.
You know, like when you sit on your leg, you get pins and needles, you move your leg, it all begins to flow again like it should. You know, so it's not a causing a change. There's no causal factor. You could say, I'm going to express more of myself, live more consciously as myself, maybe.
Okay.
This will not happen whether you apply it or not. It's just happen a little bit quicker and easier this way, without so much pain.
Yeah, if you can process it somewhere cognitively too.
You don't have to do anything with this information I've given you. It's in there now, and in the moment when it's needed, it will come. There isn't an I that has to understand or even apply this, although that I have used those words just to, not apply, but you could say just be conscious of it, of how things actually are. How it actually is you're not giving or receiving. You're beyond both of those, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Although the bodies might give and receive to each other. That's all we've done is just to spend some time considering what it really is like in this area too, rather than how we thought it was, that I'm the one, I'm the giver. I've been the receiver more than I've been the giver, and I'd like that to be the opposite way around now, thanks. It can't manifest that, can it? It's totally false. If there's only one of us.
Sorry, the ringing in my ears is deafening.
I can hear it too, yeah.
Can you?
Yeah. It's only where there's a resistance to hearing what I say slightly within the beingness, because you so much want to be an example of abundance to help others. That's all. And something says, yeah, but if you dissolve this desire, that's not going to happen. You won't be able to do that. You have to know, though, that that can't be true. The way to make it happen is to let go of holding this desire so tightly.
Because the desire is affirming that it's not already here.
The desire is sitting on your leg, isn't it? And restricting the flow of blood to your life, so to speak.
Saying there might be infinite abundance everywhere.
But it's not here now.
But it's not here, so it can't be, and, you know.
Yeah. Where is it?
That's
it's not here.
That's my position on it.
You can't have the resources to give if what you're actually vibrating is, it's not here right now. They're in direct opposition. The more I feel I want to give and can't, I'm obviously stating vibrationally that I don't have it to give with.
Yeah.
You cannot be the one and still hold this desire.
Yeah, so that's the...
tightly.
That's the filter then that's... You were saying, like, the green glasses.
Yep.
That's
yep.
The filter that's been held in front of the infinite, is it's not here.
And then you look at your experience and go, it's still not here. Look, it's still here. Look at the situation now. It's not here, and I want to give. And you reaffirm the cycle then again to go around one more time.
Yeah, I get that.
So you have to choose to live as the one, and then your experience will line up to match that. How can you speed that along? You can recognise the small ways. You know, have I got £10 extra that I don't need? Is that might be, to someone who's got thousands in the bank, you go, well, there's £10, that's nothing. But from where I was at one point, £10 was a thought. The fact I had anything spare was a miracle.
Yeah.
You know, so I celebrated it. You know, and then it became a bit more and a bit more and a bit more. Now there's a situation where there's always enough. there might not be masses of excess right now, but I can see where it's going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I celebrated that £10 because it was a huge success for me. Here is £10 that I don't need for anything. What do I want to do with it? I kept it, but in that moment. But then if I'd have just gone, well, that's nothing, well, I'll only celebrate when I've got £1,000 spare.
Mm-hmm.
You've missed a huge opportunity. The first time in my life, or in a very long time at least, I've got an excess that needs to be celebrated. You know, just those moments really to sort of affirm. There'll be a slow unfolding of this to where there's more and more excess, and there's less and less appearance of not enoughness, and it'll be gone altogether, not enoughness, and the excess will seem to build. But all the time you remain as the one. That'll be how the experience unfolds in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But all the time you remain as the one. Excuse me. It's all right to have the feeling I want to give, or I want in general. As long as you don't, okay, what do I have to do with that to make it happen? Or really, you can feel how tightly you're holding that feeling by how much you suffer, yeah?
Yeah. If you're suffering for it, then it needs to be looked at.
Mm-hmm. And it really doesn't matter whether it's I want to be able to feed my family or I want enlightenment. It's still going to cause you the same pain if it's held tightly. If all the beings could realise the very first time they feel I want to wake up, they will. It'd be done, wouldn't it? Because they believe it's not happened to me yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it goes around and around. It's actually realisation of the one experiences like you had Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Epiphanies and revelations that allow you to soften this desire and just allow it to be felt without needing to do anything with it. And eventually realise, of course, abundance has to manifest in ever greater ways because I am that abundance. Of course it has to. It's ridiculous to think otherwise in the end. You know, you can look at a situation where there appears to be a lack, even a large amount of lack. There isn't going to be enough. By the time we get to that point in time and space, there will not be enough. Okay, that's how it appears. Nobody is denying that. You can accept that, that's how it looks like. All the while knowing it cannot actually end up like that when you get to that point in time and space, because there is no space for lack in infinite, is there? There's no void or gap in it, including right where you're sat, you know, that particular.
Why does the mind always have an argument with it?
The mind is your insurance policy. The mind is going to, it's your best friend now, as Muji said. It's going to keep doubting and asking you to reconfirm.
Oh.
Until it's proven experientially so many times that it can go silent. Before it was a heckler and you're never going to do this, you're never going to get this, why? Now it's, yes, I understand that, but can you show me, can you run it through one more time? I'd like to hear it again. Can you see the difference?
Mm. Oh yeah.
It's saying now, please take this doubt and prove it untrue to me.
So the immediate thing was the homelessness, the people that are starving that came up. It was the next thought that went through, so if that's the case. Because that's the one too.
Yeah. That does not, everything else said does not negate the fact you're still going to go and try to help a homeless person. You know, you're not just going to go, well, you're the infinite being, get on with it. There's nothing really wrong here. Each body will help the other bodies in the most appropriate way. Maybe it's just giving your time if you don't have the money, giving your presence, giving your well wishes, giving financially too, donating to a charity. There's so many different ways to help whatever underprivileged beings beings that are less conscious of what they are than you. That's really what it comes down to, isn't it? This person is in a seeming position of lack because they're less aware of what they actually are. They're not conscious of what they are. So they're expressing a severe limitation. We really want to call that an immature soul, whatever, or, you know, more mature soul would have more of an understanding of the infinite nature of the universe, etc., etc.
Yes.
And myself being infinite, but your body will still move to help those beings, whichever way is appropriate. If you don't make their situation wrong, you can what do I mean by making it wrong? Wrong is saying it shouldn't be the way it is right now.
Mm.
It's pointless to say that because it is the way it is right now. But at the same time, you can desire better for them. Again, just held very loosely, the feeling will arise. When you see someone homeless, I wish they were safer, happier, warmer, drier, better fed. In that, you've done your part. You may also provide food or time or company to that person, compassion. But you've done your part. You felt that desire for them when they can't right now. It's hopeless for them, probably. In a very strong counter intention in that person. This is my life, as bad as it is. You know, there's no hope for anything better. I can't see where anything better's coming from. But you can. You can feel that desire in your body for that body.
Yeah, you can see that it's there for some...
Knowing what I know...
Evolution, as it were, yeah. Seemingly.
Yeah, for that soul's learning.
Yeah.
But also, knowing what you know as the one, you know that if you hold the desire, it has to come to fruition. There is only you, there's nothing to block that desire. If you desire something for that body, it has to come for that body, in whichever way it can let it in. You know, as I sat with that homeless guy that I posted about, there was a desire, I wish I could help, but it wasn't held here. I recognised I was him as well. And as I sat there with him for a few minutes, people came and gave him all sorts of money. He said he got more money in that 5-10 minutes than he usually get in a day. Mm-hmm. And he got 2 sandwiches and a cup of tea. And he said, this is just really, really weird. Mm-hmm. He said, you're my good luck charm. But it wasn't anything to do with anything I was doing. It was because I knew that this desire had to manifest. There could be nothing in the way. Whereas he sees it as, I want this, but it's no way it's going to happen. Or I'd be very lucky to find enough to eat today. Or, you know, so much counter-intention.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that
help? Yeah, that's lovely.
You can do it for everyone. If you see someone with not enough of anything, what would you like for that person? And it's done. Yeah. You trust that's done and you get on with your life. That's what having the body is for, really, when you're awake. You can feel all these desires for what you want, for the appearance, the manifest to change. You know, and then you become like a little silent ninja miracle granter. Although you wouldn't really call it that because it's just normal then.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was lovely.